African Knowledge Beyond the Book Club meeting. And we're in our second meeting covering the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism. Okay, tonight we'll be going over primarily Dr. Needleful will be describing in his text the whole United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. And we'll be, we can spend this entire evening covering that before going into the introduction, which will be next week. I'm Charles Williams and my wife, Jolivet's on the Wheels of Steel. Say hello.
Hey.
Mixing it up, tripping it up, keeping y'all, you know what I'm saying?
You never be back.
Nameen and Brother Amin, is he on the line?
Oh, yes, he is.
Holla.
That's right. Bringing the fresh beats and rhymes right on time. Yay.
The rap master, lyrical genius. Amin. Yameen.
Nameen.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Okay.
All right, everybody got your books out. Turn to page 14.
Okay.
We'll cover just between page 14 through 17 tonight.
All right.
And, he tells us a few. He says this text is called Facts About the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. Interesting title. Very long. The term United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept refers to the basic means through which the people of the known universe as individual persons, that is, okay, think, speak, and or behave in order to compensate or make do for those things which they as individual persons discern or judge to be missing, that they have judged to be of value. Now, a very interesting thing right there. People who, you know, just saying not necessarily as a group, because it's interesting, because we as a group, I guess black or non-white members or victims of racism, as a collective, have not judged things that, you know, that we need to compensate in a positive way in order to overcome the effects of racism in every area of human activity of our lives, and taking notice that these things need to be remedied. Anybody else have any thoughts that they'd like to share about that section?
Well, I had a question, actually, about
sure.
Compensation. The law. Can you explain to me what he means by the law of compensation as it applies to racism white supremacy?
Okay, I'll review that. That was last week's meeting, but yeah, let's go ahead and look at that.
I may have missed that.
Oh, okay. 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 The law of compensation. That's on page 10. Let me see here.
I obviously didn't study or review my note.
Oh, neither did I study. I guess I should know it by heart.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. He says something. When people seek to acquire compensation for themselves through their known efforts, they must establish a compensatory system to use as a basic guide for thought, speech, and or action.
Okay.
And so I guess we realize that I guess we talk about this all the time. We talk about in our casual conversations about social institutions to make up in order for differences in status or whatever social status while living under white supremacy in order to try to overcome these ill effects of living under this particular system. And let's see, let's go back on, if I go back on page 8, he explains it even more detail. He says, the question, what is meant by the term compensation?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, compensation is a law. He said it's a law of nature. It's a law of existence. It's a law of mathematics. And he said compensation is the law of laws. He believes there's no law above this law,
mm-hmm.
according to him. And then he goes, there's a lot to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
But what we know, from what he has stated in this text, is that basically said, you know, you basically make up for what you don't have, like you make up projectile weapons, a gun, bows and arrows, or a javelin to hit a target at a distance from you. So you will put a stick and a knife at the end of it and throw it at it. You know, you would rather do that to kill, let's say, any different things, life forms that you're trying to destroy, rather than necessarily get up on it, grab hold of it, and slaughter it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can see that's a law of compensation, because everybody must compensate what they do not have in order to achieve a stated or unstated objective.
Mm-hmm.
Does that adequately answer your question?
I think for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to accept that.
Okay.
Oh, my Judge Mathis face going right now.
But maybe okay. in our context, I guess in the context of what we deal with on a daily basis, in the present, we just allow things to be done to us, and we don't compensate for it by reacting, and we react in the wrong way rather than compensating in the right way,
right.
for the situation
right.
that we're in.
Right. There's no compensation, right? Because if you come, you say, okay, we're tired of our children being abused by a public school system. Well, we compensate for that by creating our own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we say we don't like the knowledge of the type of history teaching our children. Well, we'll compensate for that by developing our own curriculum and in our own schools. You see what I'm saying? So instead of, like you said, instead of us compensating for that effect of racism, we just send our children to school anyway and just say, oh, well.
And then pick up a picket sign.
We don't even do that because, I mean, very few of us even do that and go that far. But mostly we just say, well, that's what they teach in the school nowadays. What can you do?
Mm-hmm.
That's the black mind, state of mind that keeps us living in under oppression. And most, that's why we always, you know, I mean, we often talk about why won't we do things, and why won't, this is type of compensation that should be done. That's people who are at least trying to be sane or retain some sanity. And so it's evident by our response, as you say, a reaction to or non-reaction to these situations that lets us know that we're not well in the head as a people, as a group. And here we go to the next section where he goes into some more detail about people, what's important to us. So when pertinent to those people of the known universe who are the victims of racism, each of the words used in the term mean the following. I mean, each of the terms used in the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept, he's getting ready to define every word for us right here. And this is before the word guide was written. So at this time, he was putting the words in the text. So here we go. The word united, as used here, means that the victims of racism who choose to be united are united in regard to their thoughts as to the need to resist and or eliminate racism. Wow, that's right. You got to unite with people who share your point of view, and as opposed to, as our detractors suggest, that we should waste our time trying to unite with them and participating in stupid, fruitless arguments. Anybody else have any thoughts on that one? Okay.
Yes or no?
No? Okay. All right. The word independent, as used here, means that each and every individual victim of racism is, at all times, in all places, in all areas of activity, independent in regard to his or her choice of methods used to resist and or eliminate racism. This means that no person, white or non-white, has just and correct authority to force and or command any victim to adopt any means of speaking and or acting against racism other than the means that the individual victim chooses for him or herself. That is a high five right there. Because how many times have we all heard white people and their white supremacists, I'm sorry, racists and their sympathizers tell victims of racism what is the appropriate response to racism?
That's right.
They tell you, well, you shouldn't do that in response. It's up to me to decide what I should do because I'm the one being adversely affected by this right here. And that is number one. I agree. Anybody, Brother Min, you have any thoughts right there?
Well, that's similar to that thing where if you don't like what's being done to you, you could put a petition out, and we'll review it.
Yeah.
And then nothing gets done because my petition is asking permission for me to disagree with you.
Right. Right. Or them telling me that if I don't like it, I should leave the country. You know. But they telling me how to respond to racism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the appropriate response?
Whatever the white man tells them to say.
Hey, get out of my country. Hold on. No, they don't have the authority to tell me how to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because they still over there in Africa. They hated us so much and what they doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be a slave. They ain't supposed to go to get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they over there. So. That's proof positive that the racist white supremacists have no intention of leaving you alone.
None.
They that's will like go me digging
wherever you are.
That's right.
That's like they me digging a hole you. In your yard.
That's right. So you might as well save your money.
And then you tell me, stop digging a hole in my yard. And I say, well, you know what? If you want me to stop, you need to do it. You need to fill this form out. Instead of you running me out of your yard.
Right. This is the appropriate action. Call my cousin. He's the person to go to about that, and he'll take care of this. Call my cousin. That's insane. This is madness. The word compensatory, as used here, means make up for that which is missing, namely the revelation of truth, and the use of truth in such manner as to promote justice and correctness. Some people may add rightness or righteousness. Has that religious twang to it. Justice and correctness is missing among the people of the known universe because the people of the known universe are dominated and are tolerant of the racist. So true. It is the racist who, in order to maintain the practice of racism, have produced the greatest and most effective the most effective system for promoting falsehood, non-justice, and incorrectness in the known universe. That's all kinds of lawlessness, iniquity, wickedness, perverseness, and every known of debauchery known to man was created by the racist white supremacists that masquerade themselves as governments and churches and other forms of apparently legitimate institutions of human activity.
Just tell them how you really feel.
I'm just paraphrasing on the text here and creating more text in here.
Okay, my bad.
The racists are merely a criminal cartel of con artists, charlatans, and every kind of trickster unknown to humanity before the time they set foot out of this primordial slime first. Okay. That's what Dr. Fuller would have said had he written that.
That's what he meant to say, only except he didn't say it. Gotcha.
So he would have said that right there. That would have been befitting, you know, given the take of the turn that would have been apropos.
Oh, man.
And anybody has anything to say right there in that section?
I'm going to let you catch that live, okay?
You pretty much covered that.
Okay. All right.
That's all you. That's all you.
Okay. The word code, as used here, means that each individual victim of racism speaks and or acts to help eliminate racism by utilizing selections from a list of suggestions or from a combined list of suggestions designed to help an individual victim of racism accomplish that purpose. Talk about thought processes and thought patterns. I consider that a type of code.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you understand what to do, then, you know, I guess what is the goal? And so you can use your survival tools or ingenuity or creativity to accomplish that goal. And knowing that and having that, like you said, the code is in here, the combined list of suggestions, which some of which may be in a part of this particular text, can be used as a code or a thought process if one would adopt the methods contained therein. Anybody else have any questions or comments about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Can you say that again?
Oh, sure. Code contained.
Never mind.
Just never mind.
You know, I was going to do it.
I'll just wing it.
I hope this is not going to be on the test.
Oh, yes, it is. It'll be a pop test. Not pop quiz, pop test.
Okay.
The whole thing. Surprise. The word.
So would code mean what day you... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm saying, would code be what would you think that their code system is?
I would say their code system is something like white person in the room, white person's in charge.
Yes.
That's a code. So, if they come in a room and there's a bunch of Negroes in it, they have to use all of their thought process. They already have a thought process, which I'm calling a code, or at least the means of accomplishing manifesting the reality that is a white person's in charge. That's the objective. And so their code is all of the things we said, a combined list of suggestions designed to help an individual. So every white person or that is racist uses the combined list of suggestions, or that is skill sets and game, rather. We say that they run a game to accomplish the objective of white persons in charge in a room full of Negroes. See? So they have many different machinations to accomplish that. And those machinations are the thought process, combined with suggestion, and that is the code. And that code is the white person's in charge, and they, you know, make it happen. They make it happen because they are trained. They are well trained at making racism a reality. And Negroes are trained at making racism a reality. And until black folks develop a code to make the end of racism a reality, racism will be a reality and not the end of racism a reality. some people may say that people, black, our people, want to make racism the goal or the end of reality, and that's what it is, because it's not reality. It's madness. It's fantasy. It's craziness. And but we, it is real because we can touch it, and we can think it, and you know, and we can live it. Is that sufficient?
Yeah, because while you were talking, what came to mind was that thing where, you know, you're the person is giving a speech and or anything, you know, just some interaction, and that thing between all of them where, of course, I'm right, and they could be saying the most preposterous thing in the world, but they're all looking at each other and they're looking at you like, what is he talking about? The sky is green.
Right.
And they just decided that this guy said it, and you're the black person saying the sky is blue, but everybody agrees that the sky is green. And so you're left there going, what the hell's going on? And so, sooner or later, they're pushing some reality on you.
Right.
So that you have to comply with that.
Right. That's right. They're making fantasy reality. And that's right. And that's craziness. That's why we have to be extra strong in the head, in the brain, in the mind, and we have to become alienated from their culture, because alienated from their culture is reality and wholeness for us. And when we're attached, what's that?
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I guess a great example of that would be when we turn the news on every morning. And things go on internationally, and they tell us who the bad guy is, and we agree.
Yes.
And then we go, that doesn't make them the bad guy that this is going on. And then they say, oh, yes, it does. Well, they don't even say, yes, it does. They just dismiss what we think.
Matter of fact, they call you some kind of a problem person.
Yeah.
For not accepting the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then they figure out what they're going to do with you, because they know they can't get that thing off the ground. That's why it's best to, like you say, you know, develop the code. And I mean, they don't, you know, we know that they want that false reality.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, we got to keep it moving. Yep, you're right. And next section here. The word system, as used here, means that each individual victim of racism speaks and or acts to help eliminate racism as an individual person according to that part of a pattern of certain forms of speech and action suggested in a kind of listing that is code, from which any and all victims of racism can pick and choose as they see fit. So this is kind of like a duplicate of the previous one. But because the person would do the same thing with the previous section. So, okay. Anybody else have any ideas on that?
Mm-mm.
Especially how this system definition differs from the code, when I'm sure it's very subtle. But anyway, he goes on to say, I'm on the section, he said, when many victims of racism pick and choose and speak and act against racism from the same general pattern or code, which you need to say that here, at a time and place of their choice as individuals, a system of speech and action becomes self-developing. I would like to say, yeah, when you, like I think one person I know, he started using the term regime, refer to any kind of terrorist organization that has and not practiced genocide on another group of people and called itself a government. And that could be considered in, I guess, in my point of view, if anybody would agree or disagree, a system of speech that developed as a response to eliminating racism. Not a sponsor, as a means to eliminate racism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, we can, you know, we can basically call things as we see them, or use terms that have been designated as negative by the racist, and then use it and to apply it to their own negativity. Anybody else got any examples they'd like to share?
You mean like the totalitarian regime of the UK?
Yes. The Germanic Empire that has, well, that is Western Europe, right.
The state-run media, like Fox News.
Right. NATO as the Legion of Doom. That kind of thing.
Okay, you're going to act like you don't hear that music. All right, we're going to take a break. And yes, I said Bella.
That's right.
It's one word.
We're going to take a quick break. And we will be back in a moment. If you're interested in hearing the remainder of the program, you have to call in now. You have about 45 seconds to get in on the line. The phone number is 323-580-5707. Again, 323 area code. The phone number is 580-5707. We'll be right back.
Listen to Love in Black with Charles and Jalavette on the Tribal Family Station on blogtalkradio.com.
There we will share our experiences and our insights on marriage and love, sex, respect, and honor. We're on every Thursday evening on the Tribal Family Station. Join the Woman Song Community Experience every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. We will do the thing that many think cannot be done.
Welcome back.
All right. I thought that was a commercial for the book club.
Uh-uh.
That's like, oh, yeah. That's
book club. Just the book club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Bring the beat back.
The actual beat. Well, okay. There you go.
Oh. Book club, my throat. Mm. Well, I mean, got some fresh rhymes on this.
Uh-huh. Because if you say, you can't say that. That means you think there's something to say.
That's right, I am.
Go on, hit it. Go on, hit it, I mean. Go on, hit it. Work it like that.
The baby girl.
Baby say, I got something to say, God dog it. y'all faking and shaking. I got something to say. Bring that beat back.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, and the last term here in this section is a concept. The word concept, as used here, means that the entire United Independent Compensatory Code system is no more than a concept or idea during any period when no person in the known universe is speaking and or acting to use truth in a manner that helps to promote justice and correctness. There you go. That's interesting. He said when no person, he said the more concept is the idea during any period when no person in the known universe is speaking and or acting. So it's just a concept when it ain't being used. But when we do, but when we're using it, it's not merely a concept, but it's something in actual action and reality. Sound like it to me. Anybody, what y'all think?
I'm feeling it. I understand what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah, sound like to me.
Yeah.
I think I got it.
There you go. So he said the concept element is because people, right, he thinking, right. But I understand. It makes sense. In summation, the overall term United Independent Compensatory Code System concept means any number of individual persons who are victims of racism who are in the process of thinking, speaking, and acting effectively against racism according to what they, as individual persons, pick and choose from a general code, outline, or suggestion list for thought, speech, and action that is especially designed for the purpose of helping the individual person to think, speak, and act against racism. The code, outline, or suggestion list must be designed and used for the purpose of not only eliminating racism, but to do so through the process of using truth in such manner as to simultaneously promote justice and or correction. All speech and or action must be at a time and place and in areas of activity of the individual victim's own choice. Now, while I think that is profound, however, I think that last line right here where he says, to do so through the process of using truth. And in this text, he has this in bold. Now, anybody who knows anything about war, that you can't use truth exclusively in war. Because the whole purpose of war when fighting enemy is to use truth and lies to confuse an enemy. And so I would say this would be his Achilles heel. Unless you were talking about to communicate to your own people. But he didn't say that. He didn't say that. You know what I'm saying? So I would say use any means of communication to, in such a manner as to simultaneously promote justice and or correct us. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Well, that's true, because you can use truth to break down the myth that we're all happy and healthy under white supremacy, but ultimately it always comes back to the same thing with them, is that they use those words, we have to do what's in our best interest.
Right.
And they will end up telling the truth in the end, is that we're doing this because it's in our best interest.
Right. Even if they have to tell you a lie, because they're telling you a lie, but then they tell, I'm telling you this lie because it's in my best interest.
Mm-hmm.
The lie is followed by a truth, but it is confusing to the person who is believing every word coming from the mouth of the racist.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe every word. You have to believe what's in your own best interest to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I disbelieve the previous statement, but yet I believe the statement when he said it's in my best interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was in my best interest to believe that he said that it's in his best interest.
Mm-hmm.
You're right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. And let's see, in the next section, which is some other titles for the United Independent Compensatory Code, we'll skip a whole lot of these other titles. They are very long. He's just given other ways he could have supported it. He could have written it. I'm just reading the section. But I'll just read a few. I think, how much time we have left?
An hour.
A what?
An hour.
An hour? Okay. I don't want to keep us up too long because this we all want to go, we'll move on with our lives.
Well, you just asked how long you had.
No, I'm just read through this. This is just
Are you not forced to use it all?
I'm not going to.
Okay, yes, sir.
I shouldn't take 5 minutes.
Okay, no problemo.
He says some other titles for this text are as follows. He says the code, the compensatory code, the compensatory code system concept, the compensatory counter-racist code, the compensatory counter-racist system, the compensatory system, and the United Independent Compensatory Code. That's interesting that he would show us, you see, give us his working titles and other, I guess, terms to use to refer to the code. I guess if we were to meet him or something, we'd have to use the long title. We could just use these other short ones to adequately identify this text. That's good. Thanks for that. Any person while speaking and or acting in an effective opposition to racism is a producer, a promoter, and a supporter of this code. Also, any person while speaking and acting in a manner that helps to promote justice and correctness is a producer, a promoter, and a supporter of the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. And he says, the next section is the independent compensatory code works in the following manner. He has ideas for speaking and acting to eliminate racism and for producing justice and correction are listed as they come to mind. So, in other words, just use these, the ones that's listed as they come to your mind. So, basically, it means really you got to familiarize yourself with the strategies listed in the text. So, as you, you know, read this repeatedly, refer to it, then the code should be a part of you. Next one. The list of ideas are arranged into an order, a code of thought, speech, and action that is designed to be used by an individual person. So, in other words, when you're out and about, handling your business, whatnot, you're supposed to, they're made for you to be used, not to be dependent upon the behavior of others in order for you to be able to function according to this code. Next section says the individual person uses parts of the code that he or she judged to be best suited for promoting justice and correctness and eliminating racism. The individual person does this by his or her own will at a time and place of his own choosing and in one or more listed areas of activity, namely economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. So people, he's saying, they use parts of it as you think is best suited for the circumstance and don't feel compelled to use, you know, any particular part. But, in other words, use some common sense and to, you know, accomplish the objective of eliminating racism. That's game. The individual person may or may not add refinement to the code in making his or her own additions or modifications to it. So he's basically saying, yeah, you may add. You may not want to refine it. It means make improvements. I mean, do it better. Take what he has written and made it, personalize it even, if you will, to your own personality in order to be able to, use the code more efficiently and effectively. The basic guides used by supporters of the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept are any and all sources of knowledge and understanding of truth, justice, and correctness. These sources include printed material, verbal messages, personal experiences, etc. There is no one person who is the leader of the UICCSC, that is United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. Each individual person leads him or herself each minute of each day and night according to what he or she has chosen from one or more parts of the code and he or she judges to be a value. In other words, ain't no leader. do your thing, make it work. You know, don't depend on somebody to tell you how to carry out the code. If you study in the code and you can add things to the code that you find that may function to accomplish the objectives of eliminating racism, well, then do that. Don't not do it because it's not written in the code. And if you choose to just, you know, function according to the code strictly, then do that too, whatever. But get it done and do it and apply it. There is no organization associated with the United Independent Compensatory Code. That person can join or become a member of a person who says or does anything that helps to promote justice or correction, or a person who does anything that helps to eliminate racism, is during that time an organ of the concept. During all other times, that person is not such an organ, that is a supporter. In other words, it ain't no necessary group as anybody could understand, but it basically is a form of consciousness. And by making this, becoming a part of this consciousness, then they become an organ. And that means, I think, something that means a living part that is integral to the function of the elimination of racism. Does anybody else have any a perspective to share on that or anything else? Okay, we'll carry on. There is no formal meeting place and or headquarters associated with the concept or except the brain of each individual who, while he or she is saying or doing something that helps promote the concept. So the only meeting place is in your mind. So by understanding and carrying out these refined techniques for eliminating racism, you share consciousness with others that are functioning to accomplish the same objectives. So there are no mandatory collections, donations, loans, and or transfers of any kind of monetarizations or fiduciarization. That's me playing around with the word, but there's no transfer of money associated with the United Independent Compensatory Code. So they can stop looking around for money trails. Those ain't none. To contribute to the UICCSC, all a person has to do is say or do something in a manner that helps to eliminate racism. So you want to help eliminate racism, you want to contribute to the code, start a business, and help your community, help your family, and cycle the money through your community, and you will become a member of the code. Right. And any supporter of the code who seeks to speak and act to eliminate racism in each and every day of his life in any area of activity is I just very paraphrased that, but he said that's what a person must do who is a supporter. And a supporter of the UICCSC avoids speaking and acting in any way that is counter to the objective of destroying racism. And so that's what you don't want to do. And we want to continue to move forward in the right direction, which is eliminating racism from the known universe. He says there are no restrictions applicable to any person who seek to help and promote the objectives of the code in regard to ages of those persons. In other words, you ain't too young and you're not too old to act in a way to eliminate racism. And there is no persons who speak for anyone else in associating with the UICCSC. In other words, there's no go-to person, no spokesperson. You don't call a number and get some person to say it, including the author of this text. So every person is supposed to study this code system and become competent within themselves to carry out the elimination of racism in every form of human activity. And that is what you will learn how to do by studying this text. And that no non-white person is responsible for anything that any person says or does in association with the UICCSC. It is just and correct for any person, white or non-white, to speak and act in support of the United Independent Compensatory Code. It says the basic author of the United Independent Compensatory Code, that is Neely Fuller, is the law of compensation itself. It is the existence of white supremacy and other forms of non-justice and incorrectness that authors and authorizes the existence of the United Independent Compensatory System. So in other words, if it wasn't for racism, there wouldn't be no need for the United Independent Compensatory Code. And so that authorizes its existence and inspired the author to author it. Anybody else got another way they want to put that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. White supremacy breeds opposition to white supremacy. Non-justice breeds opposition to non-justice. Incorrectness breeds opposition to incorrectness. And this is the law of compensation. In other words, if you don't have righteousness or correctness, then you need to have correctness, which compensates for the incorrectness. Boom. All right. One of the basic goals of every supporter of the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept is and must be to evolve a universal way of life in which, number one, no person will put to death another person for any reason. And number two, every person will seek to help every other person for no other reason than to help than that help is needed in order to maintain justice and correctness. That's the end of that session. We'll move into the introduction of the text next meeting, and we'll go through that before we enter the main body of the text. And we'll start off with that whenever we get to that part. Anybody else have any closing words for tonight?
That's pretty much it.
That's right. All right, y'all stay tuned and
cool.
Listen to this again and learn what your function is to learn this material and amend to any other material insights you have to learn how to eliminate racism and live your whole life doing that until you establish justice in the known universe or whatsoever and in the unknown universe. Did you become known to you? You say good night.
You go too.
Alarm.
I'm telling you for real.
What?
I said, you go too far for real. Really, you just go on and on to break it down.
Really? Do it? I'll be right there.
I mean, this is the part, what was that called? Bartholomew.
I'll be right there.
Bartholomew. Isn't that our call word? Oh my God.
Wearing a wire.
Bartholomew. Bartholomew, please help me. Help me. Hey. Today we're going to be talking to Shay Nazareth. He's going to be bringing the noise on the Woman's Hall Community Experience. So get a chance to hang out with us because it's going to be all the way live. All right. It's been real. It's been fun. Peace.
Peace.